Merci, Monsieur le Président.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Allow me first and foremost to present to you the congratulations of my delegation on your election to the chairmanship and to assure you of our full support and our cooperation as we seek to achieve tangible results. We are certain that with your proven competence and your diplomatic experience, you will be able to guide our meeting to this turning point of the history of the BTWC. The Implementation Support Unit, which has worked very hard to prepare this meeting, also deserves our support, our congratulations, and our gratitude. The Kingdom of Morocco is of the view that the BTWC is one of the fundamental pillars in international efforts to fight against weapons of mass destruction and to preserve international peace and security. Therefore, nothing justifies that a state fails to accede to this convention. This is why Morocco welcomes the accession of Samoa and would express the wish that this accession is a strong signal that would provide a new impetus to the renewed universalization of the convention. We also call upon states parties to step up diplomatic efforts to persuade non-state parties to accede to the convention. Mr. Chairman, Morocco regrets that the 8th Review Conference, held in November 2016, was unable to achieve a consensus on a new program of work. Nevertheless, it did entrust this meeting with the task of making progress on substantive issues with a view to achieving a consensus on an intersessional process. In this context, Morocco attaches great importance to the establishment of a substantive and substantial program of work to strengthen the convention and to move forward in the implementation of our shared goals. The working documents submitted by states parties in preparing this meeting and the proposals made by the three depository states are an appropriate foundation to guide our work towards a consensus outcome. In addition, over the past few years, many proposals were formulated on the way in which the convention can be implemented and its efficiency improved. These proposals should be examined in an open-minded fashion, with flexibility and with a firm will to achieve satisfactory results for all states parties. And these proposals are the following, and this is not a comprehensive list. First of all, the establishment of a mechanism aiming to promote the full and effective and non-discriminatory implementation of Article 10 of the Convention. Secondly, the development of a code of conduct for scientists. Third, the implementation of a voluntary peer review mechanism to improve confidence building. Fourth, the establishment of a database listing offers of assistance which might be provided when a state party is exposed to a risk as a result of a violation of the BTWC violation in keeping with Article 7. Fifth, the establishment of an assessment mechanism of scientific and technological progress. Sixth, the establishment of mobile biomedical units. Seventh, the review of provisions on verification measures to include into a legally binding instrument. Mr. Chairman, the BTWC remains the appropriate framework to jointly develop within a bilateral, regional, or multilateral framework cooperation projects which might address the challenges related to the acquisition or the use of biological weapons and the collective responses that we might find to public health emergencies. In this context, Morocco, guided by the will to further strengthen transparency and to consolidate trust between states parties, organized a peer review exercise of a duration of 3 days in May 2017. 16 international experts from 10 countries participated, along with approximately 40 Moroccan representatives of different ministerial departments and civil society. This expert has been described in a working document submitted by Morocco, and it was the opportunity for international and national experts to formulate comments and recommendations which will constitute the next steps Morocco will take into consideration to strengthen the implementation of the convention. And I will come back to this in greater detail during the discussions of national implementation. In the same framework, Morocco hosted two intensive training courses on biological safety and security in laboratories in 2016 and 2017. This was for departments within the MENA region and in the framework of the outreach program on biological risk of the U.S. Department, BEP. Morocco was also actively involved in the implementation of regional progress project number 48, aiming to improve the regional level of preparation and response to epidemic crises. And the duration of implementation lasts from 2016 to 2018, that is to 3 years, and covers partner countries of the CBRN centers on the Atlantic coast of Africa and neighboring states. Its headquarters is in Rabat. Chairman, allow me to assure you of our full support and our trust in your guidance of this work this week. Thank you.